This is Reverend Bookburn. The Reverend is in, is starting in about a minute or two. Tapers and relay broadcasters, the Reverend is in, beginning in about a minute. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In, and tonight the theme is Go to Your Jesus Right Now. And of course we're going to have a very special live guest to give his favorite cultist sheep special permission to expedite their admission into the Holy Disneyland, and that should be a lot of fun. Got a lot of tunes, probably way too many, but we'll try to get in as much as possible. And of course, there's news and the usual features. So let's begin with a track by the Beastie Boys from their release entitled To the Five Boroughs. This track is entitled Time to Build.
The idea is to keep the green alien landing craft from taking your humans from the ground and changing them into mutants. A mutant is very dangerous to you because he flies faster than you do and shoots at you.
Okay. My will be done. drink, sex, cigarettes, for Cortina, household pets, bombs, wars, famine, death, an apathetic public couldn't get less. Public watches ITV, reads the sun, drinks cups of tea, a two-star family, state protect, and life's controlled by
the trees, a war with jets and a war with missiles, a war with high-seated government officials, Wall Street war on high finance, a war on people who just love to dance, a war on music, a war on speech, a war on teachers and the things they teach, a war for the last 500 years, war's just messing up the atmosphere, a war on Muslims, a war on Jews, a war on Christians and Hindus, a whole lot of people saying kill them all, they got a war on Mumia, Abu Jamal, the war on pop is a war that's fair, a war that's filling up the nation's jails, War 1, 2, 3, and 4. Chemical weapons, biological war. Bush War 1 and Bush War 2. They got a war for me, they got a war for you.
We can't stop it when the beat just drops. We can't stop it with the rebel rock. We can't stop it till we hit those heights. We can't stop it cause we love this high.
Dance to the new day, sing to the new day. To the new day, transform hell into heaven. God lives through, grab hold of today. Yesterday is over, tomorrow may be too late. Everything is one, but the one is unbalanced. Music made full of dollar, like soul and talent. Really ain't it all about a feeling you was having as a child, running wild for the mind programming, set in threatening.
Yo, establishment,
get in this unity.
Lay back and sin.
The next one wrecking.
Till the masses lift,
they headstand, brethren.
Get to asking
him. And we'll win, Mr. President.
What do you know?
It's evident, setting in slow.
How does it go?
An unprecedented event is about to unfold. The devil can't start, won't start blocking. Glow fall in the sound here, freedom come knock at the door. They try locking it though, but we about to explode. We got the firefly, tiger eye, apocalypse flow. So deep in the bottom of your bottomless soul. Sin mind darts crying out without a pistol. Redesign lost minds got out of the code. Bring order to a world that is out of control. Truth you say, I say, how do I know?
We can't stop when the beat just drops. We can't stop with the rebel rock. We can't stop until we hit those heights.
I wanna rock with heads because I love hip hop. I wanna rock my beats.
all around the block. If I was in Baghdad, then I would rock. I rock. I wanna rock with punks because I love punk rock. I wanna rock with heads because I love hip hop. I wanna rock my beat all around the block. There's just one love, so the planet we rock. Yeah.
New world days and new world nights. New world wrongs and new world rights. Putting new world funds in the new world banks. With the new world guns on the new world tanks. New world devils and new world gods. New world jails, see the new world's hard. New world names, sing new world songs. New world planes are the new world bombs. New world's flying, the new world's dying. The new world's crying, the new world's trying. New world sons and new world daughters. They're already selling us new world water. New world beats for the new world to bang. New world streets for the new world to hang. New world president, new world drugs. New world resident, new world thugs. New world players, new world sports. New world trial, new world courts. New world lawyers and new world laws. New world prisons and new world bars. New world fight, the new world fist. New world lighting up, the new world split. New world smoke, new world guns. New world choking, the new world stop.
Can't stop the way the beat just drops. We can't stop with the rebel rock. We can't stop until we hit those heights. We can't stop because we love this life. Can't stop when the beat just drops. We can't stop with the rebel rock. We can't stop until we hit those heights. We can't stop because we love this life.
Hesitant to say fuck the president. Catch him at his resident with central intelligence. My government be on some undercover shit. They label me a threat cause I won't be a vet. I detect the unusual suspect. The dialectic offset, hidden plan, agenda, protocol, death threat. Aimed at generation triple X. It's termination, your self-determination mindset. They show no respect from the moment you set on the African continent. The chains and whips, bottles and ships. Yo, apologize, bitch.
I hold the Ten Commandments. Bust your bones from the planet. The camera candid. My entourage just landed, redirecting hype. Killer code via satellite, parasite. Rock the diamond color, throw China white.
Warning.
Stand still, nobody move. There's thunder when he comes, that's bass beyond the drum. So clear the schoolyard, cause the rules are those are fool hearts. Stick around, get found, and beat down.
I'm the Kathy Arista, collapse charisma. But then an 8x10 Polaroid picture. The 5 unidentified chemical production. Fresh, nevertheless, reflection of an ugly duckling.
You've never known. Until you've seen
Ducky Boys.
Over the water, got ships at your land's border. Local brutality got you gripping your camcorder. Secret societies solicit this grand order. They stand for the conserving of wealth through planned murder. Are these clowns really aware? It sounds silly. But playground dwellers beware the town bully. The unruly force that pillages whole cities. While media justifies the stories are told pretty.
The rated R. No one under 17 admitted without fear.
Son.
Well, son, a funny thing about regret is that it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And by the way, if you see your mom this weekend, would you be sure and tell her,
Satan! Satan! Satan!
Yeah! bright light and a powerful voice filled my head. I perked up very quickly and the voice said,
oh, Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior.
You heard Give Us Barabbas doing Jesus Christ Stole My Virginity. The Butthole Surfers did Sweat Loaf from their Locust Abortion Technician release. Before that, Jurassic 5 did Ducky Boy. Michael Franti with and Spearhead did We Don't Stop. Subhumans, the British Subhumans, did Apathy. Crucifix did When the Top Comes Off, and started off with Beastie Boys doing Time to Build. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org from 9 to 11 or so East Coast time, USA, and was relay broadcasted on other outlets. Whether or not that is still current, I do not know or care, but definitely streaming from RadioVolta.org. It's a weekly show, although the Reverend in his new domesticated life is less consistent due to the demands of being Mr. Mom and similar related hats. However, I am going to be on, well, not next week, but in 2 weeks, and we're going to do a show with the theme title Live Nude Fetus. And this is going to be a very special show. It's in 2 weeks on April the 2nd. And we'll have exclamation points in the title, of course. And we will do Live Nude Fetus. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend for input into future themed shows or feedback for shows already done or very interesting show material, or interesting stuff to check out, very funny stuff, stuff about films or music, or anything interesting except spam, except, of course, for the hilarious Jesus spam, and thank you, Wingnuts, who send that kind of shit. Or to send, of course, the Reverend's real love, cartoons, good cartoons, right to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, the biggest fucking retard after Reagan and before George W. Dumnuts Bush, Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Be sure to check out the past shows of The Reverend Is In that are available. There's about a dozen for free at the show's archives and blog site that's been around since the Reverend's birthday last April at reverendbookburn.com. And there's a recent ranting in there as well at reverendbookburn.com. And there will also be continuous updates as to when the next show is, what the theme is, etc. Coming up on The Reverend Is In, once again, in 2 weeks, Live Nude Fetus. And we're getting ready to do the spy on this theme, exclamation point in that title as well, spy on this. And that'll be a continuation of the theme we did for the New Year show, Give the Spies a Show. So be sure to write to the Reverend and give your input as to what kind of shows and acts, either solo or with one or more other humans, can be done for the viewing of the spies of the Bush regime, the Patriot Act, the New Reich, etc., that has been stomping around the world and fucking over the citizens of North America. Spy on this. Input accepted now. That's coming up in one of the very soon forthcoming shows, as well as Who Would Jesus Do? A much more relevant question. Who would Jesus do? And let's see, what else is coming up? Halliburton gives Condi an oilgasm. More perverted stories from Moral Crusaders. And that's starring anti-abortion terrorists Randall Terry, Neil Horsley, as well as W. David Hager and Senator Henry Hyde and all kinds of people like that. And let's see, another future theme, Henry Hyde's retirement party. And yes, it's coming. Another edition of Rehab for Pedophile Priests, in which we will not only attempt to rehabilitate them or create a formula for such rehabilitation, but to introduce them to adult sexuality and adult erotica. Rehab for Pedophile Priests. And this will be around the fourth or fifth edition of that. Also coming up in the near future. What is new? The Reverend asks this illegible piece of paper. And that is that we are going to acknowledge tonight, since this is the closest show to March 22nd, which is, let's see, I believe Wednesday, the anniversary of one of the greatest Supreme Court victories in our lifetime, and that is the 1972 Supreme Court decision called Baird versus Eisenstadt, fought, interestingly enough, by a man, Bill Baird. But as an advocate since the early 1960s for birth control and abortion rights, Bill Baird took arrests after arrest and challenge the anti-birth control and anti-abortion laws of the time, and fought to the Supreme Court for the right of non-married people to have legal access to birth control. And that was a victory in Baird versus Eisenstadt on March 22nd, 1972. And it was, even though this is omitted from all kinds of pro-choice books for reasons I can't fathom, this was the primary legal precedent, not Griswold versus Connecticut all the way back in 1961. It was a contributor, but secondary. But this is the primary, less than a year before Roe, contributor to the legal precedent for the Roe versus Wade decision of January 1973 that legalized abortion. So, if everyone could take a minute, preferably tonight, but over the next couple of days, up until Wednesday, hopefully by Wednesday, to go to prochoicelig.org and contact them one way or another, by paper, by email, by whatever, by regular mail, and say, thank you, Bill Baird and Joni Scott. Thank you, Pro-Choice League, for over 40 years of fighting for the rights of others, fighting for legalization and access and remaining legal birth control and abortion rights, and being damn good at it for not having the budgets of the large organizations. And especially thank you for Baird versus Eisenstadt and two subsequent Supreme Court victories that also fought for the rights of people who were quote-unquote minors, even though that's a retarded word. And if you possibly have a couple of bucks, and I'm not affiliated with them, so I don't feel like I'm shamelessly plugging or soliciting funds, and I solicit none for myself. But if you could spare them a couple of bucks, because they're usually hurting, and he's still in debt from some of the ancient court cases, even $5 to Bill Baird of Pro-Choice League, which is at a new site. So the link at reverendbookburn.com is outdated. It's no longer prochoicelig.com. It's prochoiceleague.org. All right. Oh, God, I'm talked out already. Tonight, the theme is go to your Jesus right now. And it's predictable what most annoying, sheepish, cultish kinds of people would say. The almost knee-jerk push-button automatic response is that, with a capital H for the word he wouldn't permit that. He won't let us rush to him or cause our own demise and entrance into the sacred Disney park. No, he doesn't permit that. We have to wait. So, the Reverend, being clergy, decided to take this matter up with the great and powerful Oz and Santa himself and invite him, capital H, to return to the show. Yes, he's been a live guest. How many times? Man, do I miss Marlon, the late and great engineer. Probably a dozen times in the past. And we have invited him to return yet again, because he has indicated to the Reverend that he is ready to go back into the cyber airwaves and give special permission for his most evolutionary challenged sheep and flocks. And when the Reverend says that, The Reverend means no disrespect whatsoever to real sheep and apologizes for such a degrading comparison. Okay, a little bit of news. Hopefully this will give the great deity time to get his ass over here. And we'll play another set of songs. But first, a couple of news items. Let's see. Maureen Stapleton, who acted in countless movies and whatever, passed away since the last week's Hunting with Dick Lashaney show. And Maureen Stapleton is being acknowledged on this show because she had a role in a film called Reds, which, by the way, is very much worth watching. And Maureen Stapleton took on a role that, especially for somebody who isn't like a hardcore activist type, but just an acting person, but she took on the role of Emma Goldman in the Reds film and pulled it off. She was actually excellent at it. And so, as a tribute to her, let everybody find a copy of the film entitled Reds, and with special acknowledgement to Maureen Stapleton, who played Emma Goldman. There is a petition at alternet.org regarding corrupt Bush regime lobbyist and criminal Jack Abramoff, who I believe is on trial right now, and his ties with all these more popular and wealthy religious right-wing leaders, who most definitely have a gambling problem. Here is the content of the petition at alternet.org. Practice what you preach. And there's a picture of Ralph Reed, Reverend Lou Sheldon, and James Dobson. Practice what you preach. These three leaders of the religious right were part of Jack Abramoff's gambling machine. Former Christian Coalition director Ralph Reed took money from gambling interests to rally religious opposition to projects opposed by Abramoff's casino and lottery clients. Focus on the family's James Dobson recorded ads at Reed's request that benefited gambling interests at the same time he was preaching against gambling. Lou Sheldon of the Traditional Values Coalition was paid $25,000 by online gambling outfit eLottery to lobby Congress. Don't let them get away with it. Take action now. Send them this letter and tell them to practice what they preach. Send this petition to Mr. James Dobson, Mr. Ralph Reed, Reverend Lou Sheldon. Dear Mr. Reed, Reverend Sheldon, and Mr. Dobson, for years you've attacked the freedom of women to control their own bodies, waged war on gay marriage, and fought to erode one of the most central tenets of our Constitution, the separation between church and state. You've always claimed the moral high ground, asserting the right to tell people how to live and condemning millions of Americans for actions you deemed immoral. But your high ground is washed away after years of condemning gambling as a social ill. You're caught knee-deep in pro-gambling campaigns hatched by indicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff. It's time to stop telling others how to act and start practicing what you preach. End your hypocrisy. Sincerely, signed, your name. And there's also a lot at DEF CON, which I believe is at DEFCONAmerica.org, about these religious right assholes and their connection with Abramoff. And focus on the family and blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, so some of the Philly clergy from all communities are sucked into that kind of bullshit. Okay, let's see. The Reverend was asked whether or not his future themed show, The Reverend Cracks the Da Pinch Me Code, was plagiarized since the Da Vinci Code was said to be plagiarized. And so, even though that theme is forthcoming, let me just say that it is 100% not true that The Reverend Cracks the Da Pinch Me Code is in no way plagiarized and does not borrow at all from Monty Python's Holy Grail. So, let's get that straight right now, and we will cover that more extensively. I forgot to mention it at the beginning, but when we do the future themed show, The Reverend Cracks the Da Pinch Me Code. Okay, let's see. Coming up later, we'll do some film reviews, and we'll talk about a September 11th documentary that's at Google. And okay, there is Bush comedy, but this isn't, of course, worth watching during the show because it has sound. But at wimp.com/Bush comedy, one word, you could see probably the best impersonator of King George, himself an impersonator, a piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump. And you could see probably the best impersonator of him at a Foxworthy roast at wimp.com/Bush comedy. And let's play some tunes from It's So Hilarious. This was in Philadelphia about a year ago, and the Reverend missed it, but wants to share it with you because a lot of their best stuff is on CD. And this is from the release of Marijuana Logs.
Marijuana.
Marijuana?
Marijuana.
There, we said it. Marijuana. Said it again. We said it because we want to feel comfortable saying it, not ashamed and guilty.
We're excited about marijuana. Marijuana pleases us, and as the title of this show suggests, we're here to talk about marijuana.
We're here to think about it, to hear stories about it, to learn about it, to understand it, to buy it. And by it, we mean
marijuana.
We worry about marijuana. We worry about what people think about marijuana users. We worry about getting caught with marijuana. But mainly, we worry about getting more marijuana.
You've got to know a guy to get marijuana. We worry that something could happen to the marijuana guy. We worry that we'll have to get a new marijuana guy. What if he's not as cool? What if he doesn't answer our page when we need him? What if his mother doesn't know where he is?
Between us, we have over 43 years of experience with marijuana. 20, 23. But that wasn't enough. We must learn everything about our subject. So we found out what other marijuana smokers had to say about marijuana. And we talked to young marijuana smokers, old, black, Jewish, handicapped, albino marijuana smokers.
We talked to rich, homeless, gay, and even Chinese marijuana smokers.
And it took a long, long time, because once you get a marijuana smoker talking, they never shut up.
Most people have nicknames for their friends, and Marijuana must have a lot of friends because she is a mistress who goes by many names. She's also known as Pot, Weed, Ganja,
KGB, The Krush, Hash's Cousin Mary,
Bud, Jazz Plants, Lando Calrissian,
Hemp, Grass, El Diablo de Verde,
Ichabod Crane, Kermit the Hogleg, Dr. Phil, my pipe,
Mr. T, H.C., Sticky Icky Icky, Jean-Claude Van Amsterdam.
My only real friend. Your Highness. Harry Potter.
Henry the Eighth. The reason I don't own a house. Mother Nature's way of saying hi.
Marijuana.
This marijuana log is called Screw You, Copper, You Fat Piece of Crap. How many people here think that marijuana should be legalized by applause? Wouldn't that be great if we could legalize marijuana by applause? I think marijuana should be legalized because regular cigarettes that you can buy in any store are worse for you. Every pack has a warning right there on the side. Danger, danger, you smoke these, you're gonna die. You buy pot, it's always in a clear plastic bag with no warning whatsoever. Worst case scenario, the guy selling it to you will say something like, "This is really bad shit." Well, all right. That is a warning I can live with.
You know, an unexpected side effect of our research was how it affected us, you know? Hey, man, I didn't always smoke pot. For years and years, Arj Barker was high on life. But eventually, I built up a tolerance. Some people think that I use marijuana to hide from my problems, but whatever. That would take a pretty big clump of marijuana for me to actually be able to hide behind it. I don't got that kind of money. Some people think that if you use marijuana for a long time, it affects your ability to reason with maturity. But you know what? The people who say that are a bunch of poo-poo caca pee-pee faces. What they say is what they are. Gosh. But the body's a temple, they say. The body's a temple, Arj. A temple, I tell you. Well, that might be true. But I'm not religious. So what I like to do is lease my temple to demons for private parties.
Mr. President?
Yes?
I'm John White from WKRKR in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes, John?
Could you please tell everyone out in Crackerland how we're going to reduce our dependency on foreign oil and what exactly, sir, is your public transportation program?
Well, that's very easy, John. The booty bus.
Sir, what is the booty bus?
The booty bus is transportation that you don't need money. All you need is a little booty to ride.
Who's going to pay for this, sir?
Only one network, BET. That stands for Booty Eating Television. All aboard the booty bus on our maiden voyage in more ways than one. Check it out. Thank you.
right on up inside. You're gonna need some ass to ride. The booty bus, oh, the booty bus. If you're in nothing but skin and bones, you better find your own way home. Don't bother with the booty bus. The booty bus. It don't matter about your pride. If some superstar can't rise. The booty bus. The booty bus. Like J-Lo with all that ass. And your Brenda only get a one-day pass. Beyonce knows a destiny child. That ass just drive me wild. Yo, what's up, Alicia Keys? She ain't got enough ass for me. And yo, Christina Aguilera. This bus ain't going nowhere near. No importe el color de la luz. Con ese culo super piel at the boots. Culo at the boots. Culo at the boots. Our fare is the right price. It be plenty beans and rice. For the booty bus. Oh, the booty bus. If your ass sticks through the door, go home and eat some more. To ride the booty bus. Oh, the booty bus. If your ass fills up the whole seat, then you got the right amount of me. For the booty bus. Oh, the booty bus. Yeah! All your hoes come see us again. Make sure you have some fat under your skin. The booty bus, we've been traveling all over the country. And for my Spanish friends who asked me to put that Spanish shit in here, mama me la pinga, negro he yando, no yon he gro ni, coño puta. Yeah, break it on down. We drove him. Step right on up inside. Gonna need some ass to ride. The booty bus. The booty bus. If you're nothing but skin and bones, you have to find your own way home. Don't bother with the booty bus. The booty bus. It don't matter about your pride. If some superstars can't ride. The booty bus. Oh, the booty bus. Oh, Lord. Take a look at this. This bitch looks just like Sofia Vergara. Oh, ye mommy. I'm gonna make you a star. This bus going straight to Telemundo. Then we gonna visit South Beach. There ain't enough ass over here. Let's go to Liberty City. Nah, too strong. We go to Overtown area. Nothing happening here. Hallelujah. Yes. This is the end of the line. Everybody off. Oh, fuck. The funk is awesome. Everybody get your ass off. Combination of black beans and rice and soul food, man. That is fucked up. That's it. I ain't that booty bus goes no fuck. That's the end of it. Holla the beast, girl, baby. Swarmy nigger, get me for that shit. By the way, he ain't prejudiced. Do y'all know why? Cause his name is Nigger. Schwarzenegger.
Okay, as we talked about earlier, Wednesday is the anniversary of Baird versus Eisenstadt, March 22nd, 1972, the Supreme Court victory that legalized birth control for non-married people and set the primary legal precedent for the Roe versus Wade decision of January 1973 that legalized abortion. So, tonight, please go to prochoiceleague.org, thank Bill Baird, send an email or write a paper letter. Even better if you throw in $5 or something. And this song goes out to Bill Baird of prochoiceleague.org. The song is by Sandy Rapp, and the title is Ballad of Billy Baird.
That young and gentle pioneer took to the streets when he saw a woman die from an underground abortion. What keeps you going, Billy Baird? What keeps flowers in your hair? Well, you've been so long singing the good song. you keep the 60s rolling on. He bought a van with all he had and set about to spread the word. When just a mention of prevention was illegal to be heard, 3 times to court was Billy Baird, the highest court in all the land. When it was seen as criminally obscene to speak of a parenthood that's planned, if the right to privacy means anything at all, it is to choose whether or not to bear a child. So spoke the court in 72 when Billy Baird's first case made birth control legal for singles in the USA. What keeps you going, Billy Baird? What keeps flowers in your hair? Well, you've been so long singing the good song, you keep the 60s rolling on. There was a bomb in 79, no doubt Bill was meant to die. Billy escaped, but the morning breakdown, they burned his clinic to the ground. They see the devil in his face and shoot the windows from his place. They're for creation, not information, and they've killed 9 providers now to date. And the court decided twice again for Billy Baird, cited Baird v. Eisenstadt 6 times and Roe v. Wade. Then Baird faced jail again, this time for rights of gays. For years he was denied the vote for felonies such as these. Some leaders thought he'd cut a deal, too radical to be for real. Maybe he's here to play, maybe he's CIA, maybe he wouldn't last for long. 30 years and 9 has been and gone. Billy's doing fine and going strong. Still he's without a dime, fighting the good fight, keeping the 60s in his song. What keeps you going, Billy Baird? What keeps the flowers in your hair? Well, you've been so long singing a good song, you keep the 60s rolling on and on. And you've been so long singing a good song, you keep the 60s rolling on.
Yeah. can't believe it's your first day of school. You're growing up so fast. Now be a good boy and do whatever the nice priests tell you to do.
So, William, I hope you enjoyed your first day of school. You know, Our Lady of Blind Conformity is one of the finest boys' educational facilities in the country. You are quite fortunate to be attending. Here you'll learn that a complete education incorporates both academics as well as religious studies. Prayer is a major part of our daily routine. Oh, there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing an entire room of boys on their knees in prayer. In fact, if you'll follow me into my office, I'll show you an exciting way to praise God.
God is cool. Who prefers to teach at an all-boys school? Who breaks the law but is not liable? Who's the man with the sticky Bible? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who reads to us from the book of Job? Who's the man with the lamp in his robe? Hugs his son, but not your daughter. Who dunks his dick in the holy water? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who's the biggest prick in the congregation? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who knows the words to all the psalms? Who's the priest with the sweaty palms? Who chose the most pious profession? Who gropes the boys while in confession? Father Peter, the pedophile priest.
Fuck like butter.
Let the orgy begin.
passion that never stops. Life is sacred, don't let it pass. Take my desire, break from your vows. You're the goddess, I'm the beast. Join me in life's wonderful feast.
Release your demons, it's time for the purge. I want
you heard Caesar Pink and the Imperial Orgy doing the Reverend Blue Blotter and Sex Salvation. Before that, Jello Biafra did Father Peter, the Pedophile Priest, and that is from the Spit CD series. This edition of Spit was entitled America's Sweetheart. Before Father Peter, the Pedophile Priest, you heard the Buzzcocks doing Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have. Sandy Rapp did Ballad of Billy Baird. Blowfly did Cracker Yakker Number 1 and The Booty Bus from his Fahrenheit 69 release from AlternativeTentacles.com, and started off with a couple of tracks from Marijuana Logs. The tracks were Ah, Marijuana, Legalize It, and High on Life. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Go to Your Jesus Right Now. And we're certainly going to deal with that momentarily. Okay. Before that, I want to say that just in case there are not enough quotes to fill, say, 5 or 6 volumes of staggeringly stupid quotes by somebody dumber than Quayle, dumber than Bush, arguably, dumber than Rush, dumber than Michael Savage and Bill O'Reilly, possibly the dumbest fuck on this continent. Of course, I'm talking about Reverend Pat Robertson. His latest, this was also after last show, this was on last Tuesday, actually, in which he went on his show, The 700 Club, to talk about how the entire religion of Islam is demonic, satanic, anti-peace, and he should fucking talk about that. And not for peace, out for world domination, ditto, and on and on. And how it unleashes all these savages and on and on and on. And even though he did cut that part out of the online later rebroadcast of that day's show, he still is guilty of perpetrating such inflammatory jihadist holy war rhetoric that compares with the holy warriors of the extreme and dangerous and deluded sects of the Islamic faith. So he represents like the Christian Taliban and some of his blind followers. And I don't mean literally blind, and no offense, blind people. That means that he is similar in as far as leading extremist factions, some of whom can be counted on to perpetrate the rhetoric of violence against abortion doctors, gay people, sex positives of any kind, actually, and the rest of the checklist. It almost doesn't matter who the targets of hatred are. They just need to feed off of hysteria, delusions, mental illness, and to focus on an enemy, not just for fundraising and perpetrating their positions in the organization, but to keep that whole mentality going. We are the righteous ones fighting against the bad people. His inflammatory rhetoric is no less whacked rhetoric that compares to the rhetoric of a bin Laden type or similar assholes. So we want to acknowledge the latest ranting of Pat Robertson dismissing the entire religion of Islamic as barbaric, as pro-violence, and Savage and on. And not only was it a retarded thing to say, but of all the people who has no room to say anything along those lines, we acknowledge Pat Robertson for yet another buffoonish quote, possibly filling yet another volume of multiple books worth of staggeringly stupid quotes. If you tuned in late, be sure to check out, but not during the show, wimp.com/bushcomedy. One word, Bush comedy. You'll be glad you did. It is probably the funniest impersonator of Bush, who himself is a piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump. And let's see. Is our guest here? All right, our guest is not here yet. So, let's see. What kind of films have we seen lately? All right. The Reverend and DeMonica and children saw Grizzly Man, which was quite interesting. It is recommended. It's a true story. It's a half the footage of a guy who continuously camped among grizzly bears, made videos of them, absolutely loved them, as well as foxes. And then it was half a documentary about him. But the footage from the guy is stunning. The balls of this guy and the eggs of his girlfriend were also mind-boggling. I mean, they would be like within feet of them, like sticking out their hands and wanting to pet them and on. It's worth seeing. Grizzly Man. And let's see, Running on Empty, which was on TV, Under Fire from around 1983, which is extremely recommended. And a documentary that's at google.com. I think it's actually at video.google.com, in which they have a documentary about September 11th that is probably the best. If you can't find it, go to the link at reverendbookburn.com and see the brand new September 11th documentary that deals with it from a realistic point of view. It's not like these Bush cheerleaders like from CNN or Fox or CBS or similar shit like that. And it's at video.google.com. And it is a brand new documentary on September 11th that is available for free. And while you're at Google, be sure to type in the word asshole for and run a search on asshole. Except don't click search or enter. Click I Feel Lucky and see a great video about George W. Numbnuts Bush. And since the Bush regime is also demanding records of what kind of stuff people search and run searches on, well, it's probably illegal to do this, so we want to discourage anybody who might have evil temptation to run a search on things such as fascistic assholes who subpoena search engines and check search engine records or similar search subjects. So please don't do that. This is your clergy person speaking and appealing to you to not give in to such temptation. Let's see, what else did we see? Margaret Cho's video version of Assassin, and we're going to play from that CD a little bit later. And Hedwig, the Angry Inch. Pretty funny. It's a pretty good music. It's been compared to Rocky Horror, like a kind of a trans version of Rocky Horror. But definitely well done, and definitely some good tunes in that film called Hedwig, the Angry Inch. Okay, let's see. Later on, we're going to play a track from a very recent CD by William Shatner entitled Has Been. that is actually pretty funny. Let's see. And I think that's it for the video reviews. And, alright, where is he? Where's this great deity who has no sense of timing or punctuality, as always? Alright. Hello, God. Are you here to address the book burners? Thank you. Okay, well, you're God, so I guess it would be silly for me to tell you to sit down or talk into the microphone or whatever. But the book burners want to hear from you, and so do the charming humans who send the Reverend all of that Jesus spam and all that other kind of shit that comes in by email. And they want to hear from you, and all of the people who think that you don't permit them to hurry up, leave this earth, leave this life, and go to you. They think you don't want them to hurry that up or cause it to happen or cause it to happen immediately. Okay, here, take it.
I am the one true God. And I wish Marlin, the late and great engineer, were here to help me make sounds to prove it. I am the one and only almighty, one way, one true path, one track, one narrow, straw, thin tube, tunnel vision, one and only way, truth, true, one and only deity, and great and powerful Oz figure, master of the universe, the fucking way, God, that there is. And it is my will that people give themselves exemption from the book that has been recycled from ancient Egyptian mythology and ancient Asian mythology, and rewritten and repackaged countless times, and written even originally by deluded people who have no idea what they're saying or who they're plagiarizing from. I tell you right now, it is my will for you to come to me at the earliest possible minute. Commit a painless act that will bring you to me. Go peacefully, whether it's a handful of reds or something else that will let you drift into a deep sleep that does not end. It is my will that you come to me right now. Join my son. Get nailed even. But sit with us. Watch Mary's ass walk past you. Look at angels playing harps and fondling toys. Join us with endless oceans of chocolate. Listen to Pat Boone music and join in my holy Disneyland at the earliest possible minute. This is God, and I'm giving you special permission right now to join my boy and me and bring yourselves to us immediately. It is my will.
Alright, thank you, God. Thank you very much. I just wanted to ask you if that end part was you talking in tongues. And if so, what exactly is your almighty tongue like? Oh, he's gone. I wanted him to answer the question. But, alright. Alright, goodbye, God. God is not going to tell us what his tongue is like. So we'll have nothing to go on except pure speculation and projection. All right. Well, now I don't want to do more movie reviews since we talked to God. But yeah, the Reverend was turned on to new and great stuff thanks to Lord Jesus and Carmen, who turned us on to Hedwig and the Angry Inch and some other stuff. And another one that's brand new, and although we haven't actually watched it yet, called The God Who Wasn't There. And but we will review that, and that's circulating in this area. And there's a few public showings, The God That Wasn't There. And if you didn't see it in the 90s or ever hear of it, you want to see it and track down a copy. I believe it's only on VHS, entitled The Naked Truth, Exposing the Deceptions About the Origins of Modern Religions. And that also documents a lot of the ancient mythologies that got recycled into the Quran and the Bible, and the mythologies that lasted the longest thanks to blood and conquest and genocide and slavery and more mass murder and blah blah blah. So anyway, yeah, see The Naked Truth, Exposing the Deceptions About the Origins of Modern Religions. I believe the Infidel Guy has copies of that at infidelguy.org. If not, I apologize to him. And now the new one, The God That Wasn't There, and we will give you a review of that. The Reverend is so talked out, and there is another set to play. So before Margaret Cho and before William Shatner, let us now enjoy a track by The Cramps. This is like later day Cramps from their Stay Sick CD, and the track is entitled Bikini Girls with Machine Guns.
Wow. crazy. At least it was some reprieve from the fucking Pope, which I had had enough of the Pope, all right? The Pope who really held on. He really held on. He wasn't going anywhere. He's just fucking hanging on. Like, and the press could not wait for him to die. They're just like waiting outside that whole Saturday when he died. But he wouldn't die all day. They're just fucking waiting like, he's not dead yet. But he might be when we come back from this commercial. Who was so sick that he couldn't even come to the window. Like, he was so sick, all he could do was manage a... But even that was anti-gay. You know, like... The Pope talked so much shit. The Pope was castigating the media for making gays look normal. Yeah, you a real good judge, a normal, with your gold dress. And your matching gold hat. Living up in a Vatican with 500 men. Surrounded by the finest antiques in the world. Queen, please. You live like Versace did. So now they found a new pope. I don't know how they do that. They get all the cardinals together and they play Vatican Idol. They look around to see who has the most liver spots. Oh, that guy. And that guy goes on and puts on a dress to judge people. Being Pope is a lot like being a drag queen. It's just like this whole weird focus on religion is just making me crazy. Like, all that shit about fucking Terry Schiavo. Like, every time I see Terry Schiavo on television, I would just... be upset because I would think this is a private family matter and I have no right to intrude on this. You know, this is none of my business. And all I can say is if that was me, oh, you better kill me. Or I will find a way to kill you. I will stare at you with my one good eye. Until you kill yourself. And it was making me so sick, all these right-to-lifers going on and on about the sanctity of life when they could give a shit about the fact that there have been soldiers in Iraq for 2 years with no exit strategy. All of this news, this barrage of information, is all there to distract us from the fact that George Bush is actually president. I I was watching the election on television, and it was great to see states go either red or blue. I thought, well, that's convenient. Now we have a color-coded map to where all the stupid people are. A lot of people wanted to be depressed that George Bush won, but we don't know what kind of president John Kerry would have been. We don't know if he would have been good. We have no idea, but we know that George Bush is going to fuck it up. We are totally prepared. I met John Kerry at the very beginning of his campaign, and talking to him is like talking to an ant. You know, the tree people from Lord of the Rings. I believe all Americans should have affordable health care. So many people really hate George Bush. Like, I just think he's just fucked. Like, he's so fucked. I want to send him poppers and Crisco. He is by far the most embarrassing president in history. Never fails to embarrass. Like, after the tsunami, he didn't really help the victims out very much because, well, why should he? They don't have oil. All they have is batik. And he don't look cute in a sarong. So he put together the Tsunami Task Relief Force headed by Jeb Bush, which is like sending Danny Minogue. That's his thing. He picks bad people, appoints bad people, like these fucking Supreme Court judges he wants to appoint. They make Clarence Thomas look like Angela Davis. or like the fucking new guy, the whole like John Bolton thing, the John Bolton for ambassador to the UN. Worst guy you could nominate for that job. Everybody fucking hates him. It's like sending Eminem to Grand Marshal the Gay Pride Parade. Picks bad people, like Condoleezza Rice, who I saw speaking at a military base, and she was wearing these shiny, shiny black leather boots and a dominatrix outfit, and it was so dirty. Oh, George, you've been a very bad president. It was so non-consensual for me to see that. None of the Bush administration is not sexy people. None of them. Not even Laura Bush, who I think Laura Bush is pretty, but you know her pussy tastes like Lysol. Do you see why I was disinvited to the Democratic National Convention? Because I'm dangerous. I speak the truth. I know there are a lot of men in here who have no idea what pussy tastes like. Never had, never will. Okay. Girl, I'm allergic.
if I even have a little itty bitty tiny itty bitty piece of pussy, my throat will swell up. Oh girl, I could die. See, I got my bracelet. I don't want to give the impression that pussy has a pine aftertaste. Well, it's better than Barbara Bush. That's just straight up mothballs. That's a mouthful of Bengay. That's what that is. My whole face is numb. I'm probably gonna get shot. So enjoy it while you can.
Lions in the street. Lions in the street and roaming dogs in heat. Yeah. Rabid foaming, a beast caged in the heart of the city. Everybody in? Everybody in? Ceremony is about to begin. The body of his mother rotting in the summer ground, he fled the town.
Yeah!
Went down south and crossed the border.
Yeah.
Left the chaos and disorder back there over his shoulder. About to begin. One morning you woke in a green hotel with a strange creature groaning beside him. Sweat oozed from its shiny skin. Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin. Lions in the street and roaming dogs in heat. Rabid foaming, a beast caged in the heart of the city. Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in?
Beneficent influence of Rambo, Rambo,
Jim Morrison.
Beneficent influence of Rambo, Rambo.
Is everybody in?
Is everybody in?
Is everybody in?
Half all that guy with a tiny little mustache.
that's the way they go. Every day. And none of their mamas ever seem to know. Hip, hip, hooray. For all the class they show. There's no.
No. outside of my town. Face is telling you what face is saying.
Now you dare to look me in the eye. The strength that I see, so much you cry. Is there anyone wrong, but you won't try. The worst thing of it all, pass to my passing by. Substitute me for him. Substitute my coat for him.
Let's go, ready? From the top. My favorite shows on TV have 12 minutes of advertising.
I can't get behind that kind of time.
Eat quickly, drive faster, make more money now. I can't get behind that.
My kids say, he said to me, and I'm like, and he's like, and she's like,
it's all he's all, she's all.
I can't get behind that kind of, like, English. That'll be 6 to 8 weeks before delivery.
The rising oceans, the warming temperatures.
The dying polar bears, no tigers in 50 years.
Rising poison in the air and water.
I can't understand why the price of gas suddenly rises when oil goes up.
But takes months to go down long after oil falls.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind the gods, who are more vengeful, angry, and dangerous if you don't believe in them.
Why can't all these gods just get along? I mean, they're omnipotent and omnipresent. What's the problem?
What's the problem? What about the men who say, do as I do? Believe in what I say for your own good, or I'll kill you! I can't get behind that!
I can't get behind that! Everybody knows everything about all of us!
That's too much knowledge!
I can't get behind that!
Drivers using my streets to learn. If you learn to play the drums, you gotta go to a studio. Go to a parking lot, for God's sake! Why are you jeopardizing my life? I can't get behind a student driver.
I can't get behind a driver who drives like a student driver. If you're gonna drive an urban assault vehicle, then get off the phone and keep your eyes on the road.
Lifetime guarantee?
Whose lifetime? Not mine. I haven't that much time left. Let's make it yours. Everybody's got a longer life than me.
The leaf blowers.
Is there anything more futile?
Car alarms.
Clap off.
Clap on.
Spam.
Size matters.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it
no,
does.
It doesn't. No,
yes, it does.
Doesn't.
Yes, it does.
My
yes,
phone
doesn't.
Ring.
Make millions in minutes.
It's a computer.
Lose inches in hours.
Leave me the hell alone.
Eat more. Spend less.
The colonel is breakdancing. Give me a break.
Credit terms arranged.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind so-called singers. They can't carry a tune. Get paid for talking. How easy is that? Well, maybe I could get behind that.
Well, I can't. If you have to fix it with a computer, quantize, pitch correct it, and overly inspect it, then you can't do it. And I can't get behind that.
I can't get behind a fat ass.
Yeah. Bill, can you turn around and do one more?
Always can do one more.
Let's hit it.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Sunday, March 19th, 2006 at RadioVolta.org, The Reverend Is In Show and ReverendBookburn.com. The runner-ups to Asshole of the Week are a tax service available to the American people that goes by the name of H&R Block. H&R Block are the latest to join the ranks of the ugliest, nastiest corporate criminals seeking to be predators and preying upon unsuspecting customers and citizens. They have attempted to funnel people into a scam to divert their own funds into a financial scam. This was something knowingly done and willingly done by many perpetrators within this organization while performing tax services. So H&R Block and all who participated or made offers for the scam, you are runners up to Asshole of the Week, and that means that there has to be someone or some entity who could top even that. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is, oops, plural again, the perpetrators within the police departments in Iraq in the abductions, attempted extortion of funds from family members, torture and killing of hundreds of civilians. Yes, attributed to the insurgents and the terrorists. It has become known. Hey, where's our fart sounds? Oh, we gotta have the fart sounds. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong. That's better.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Ah. Yes, even acknowledged by the corporate media, the Iraqi police scam. Abducting citizens, hanging them, burning them to death, seeking to extort money from their family members. And these are the people whom the criminal and war criminal Bush regime declares forces of democracy. Well, yet another example of how these fucking people define democracy. So, those who have perpetrated kidnap, torture, and extortion and murder from within the ranks of the Iraq police departments, you are no better than your equally fucked up adversaries, and you are assholes of the week. Now, we have heard enough of these sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore. William Shatner did I Can't Get Behind That. Ramones did Substitute. Frank Zappa did Catholic Girls. William S. Burroughs did Is Everybody In from Stoned Immaculate, The Music of the Doors. Margaret Cho did The Pope, Terry Schiavo. Bush Is Embarrassing, and Laura and Barbara Bush from her comedy CD entitled Assassin. The Cramps started things off with Bikini Girls with Machine Guns. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Go to Your Jesus Right Now. And there is not going to be a Reverend Is In show next Sunday, but in 2 weeks, which should be April 2nd, in 2 weeks we're going to do Live Nude Fetus. And coming up, Spy on This, also with exclamation points. So 2 weeks from now, Live Nude Fetus. Shortly after that, Spy on This. And we want your input. What kind of shows can people put on, either alone or with one or more other humans, for the Bush 1984-ish, Big Brother-ish, Soviet Union-ish, Orwellian spies, post-Patriot Act spies. Your input is sought. And coming up in the future after that, Who Would Jesus Do? Halliburton gives Condi an Oilgasm. The Reverend cracks the Da Pinch Me Code. Rehab for Pedophile Priests, More Perverted Stories from Moral Crusaders, and Henry Hyde's Retirement Party, and more to come, but I just can't think of it. Write to the Reverend Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Be sure to check for updates at reverendbookburn.com. I will see you in 2 weeks. We're going to play a final track. This is from the late 70s release by Planet Gong from their Live Floating Anarchy 1977 release. This is entitled Opium for the People. Good night.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Hubba Dubba. I ain't got no dog.